Finally, Raynar turned back to Tharut.
It's not just Jedi Lobaka who doesn't see. I don't either.
Because you look only for what is in the stone. To find Abeloth, you must see what is missing.
The Killik had barely spoken before Raynar understood. The mother. Of course, he said.
We have a father, a son, and a daughter. But there isn't a mother.
Tharut droned approval, and Lobaka growled in alarm. Raynar turned to find both of his companions eyeing him. Lobaka looked ready to snatch Raynar up and run for the long trek, while Tekli was watching him with narrowed eyes, clearly pondering whether Raynar was still in control of his own mind.
Raynar?
She said.
It appears that you no longer need C-3PO to communicate with Tharut.
There was no use denying the obvious.
I don't,
Raynar admitted.
But I still have some time. I'm not in telepathic communication yet.
Lobaka rumbled the opinion that it was time to go. Tharut was just stringing them along, trying to make them joiners, and they weren't learning anything.
We are now, Loey, Raynar said. Tharut has offered to share everything the Hive knows about Abeloth.
In exchange for what?
Tekli demanded. Tharut replied, and C-3PO translated.
Nothing.
That's right,
Raynar said. He felt a bit guilty about deceiving his companions, but he did not want to risk undermining Tharut's willingness to discuss Abeloth by stopping to argue about the sacrifice he was making. Besides, Tharut had actually demanded no promise from Raynar, so the statement was at least technically true. Raynar turned to Tharut.
What else do you have to show us?
Using both left pincers to wave the Jedi after her, the Killik descended the corridor through several archways to another series of reliefs. The first depicted a jungle paradise, with a small clearing in a shallow gorge that emptied into a vast swamp.
In the center of the clearing was an erupting geyser, and in the vapor cloud above it floated three ghostly figures. So insubstantial, it seemed their limbs had not yet finished coalescing.
The trio appeared much younger than in the previous panels, but they were still recognizable as the father, son, and daughter from the forest panels. In the following two scenes, a walled pool had been built to catch the water from the geyser. In one panel, a fiendish-looking beast with the sun's head stood at the edge of the pool, drinking from it as the shocked faces of the father and daughter watched from the edge of the clearing. The next panel showed the daughter swimming in a different pool, one located inside a grotto. The head on her shoulders was that of the luminous bird, and it was looking back toward the cave's pillar-flanked entrance with its beak gaping wide in surprise.